You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle,
the
giggle.
Swallows are here. Ba-ba-doo-da, da, the Swallows are here.
Ooh, good morning.
Good morning. That is fun.
It is fun. It just... Let me turn it down. It just makes you feel fun.
Yeah, it does.
It does me anyway. When I hear it, it just puts me in a good mood.
Yeah.
I know. When I hear that song, fun is coming next.
Fun is just lurking right around the corner, people.
Yeah, right. It's like an introduction to fun.
Coming to get in your mouth.
Right. Well, maybe. I mean, I'm not making any promises, but I have been drinking a lot of water. Good morning. All right. Should we break down and finally buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, I don't know.
We haven't purchased any.
If we buy them, we got to get them from Emma, Jenny's daughter.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
I haven't bought any. Like, you know what I mean? I go to the grocery store and I see them out there and they're like, oh, you want to buy them? And I always tell them, oh, no, I've already had my quota.
Right.
Thank you, though.
Well, listen, we had a Girl Scout.
I know.
And we did the cookie closet.
Right.
And so we really have had our quota.
I feel like.
Of Girl Scout cookies.
I have eaten a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, me too. Too many.
And I'm kind of in a place in my life right now where I don't know that I need, my body does not need.
The Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you. But
that doesn't change the fact that I want them.
And having a box of Thin Mints in your freezer or Samoas or the Tagalongs is never a bad idea.
Remember that one year I took the Thin Mints and I put ice cream in the middle of them and make like little ice cream sandwiches and then we rewrapped them and put them back in the freezer and let them freeze and get hard. Oh, gosh.
They were good.
Wouldn't that be really good to do with like a Samoa?
Yeah.
You know, like get Samoas and make little tiny ice cream sandwiches out of them for friends and
family.
You know,
it's just a bummer that they're $5 a box and they've gotten smaller. When Ariel,
really?
Yeah, when
I thought they were still four.
No, I'm pretty sure they're five. And you don't get as many Thin Mints as you used to. They
what?
Made the reams smaller about 3 years ago.
Really?
Yep. So you're paying more and you're getting less cookie.
Oh, well, see, that's been too long since I've purchased any then.
Yep, it's been a long time. We have restrained for a long time.
I know, we're so good.
I know. Well, it's Friday.
Yeah!
Happy Friday. Woo-hoo. We made it through the week. Holy man, right?
Holy man.
Yeah.
Are you happy it's Friday?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a week.
Right.
Especially now because I'm in fashion show mode.
Yeah.
So I don't really have weekends anymore because I have models,
right.
sewing.
Right. Well, and you're not punching a traditional time clock by any means. You're working until you're done working each day and starting when you start.
Right.
You know.
Yesterday I worked from when you
left
until
like,
9 o'clock.
I left about 11:30.
Yeah, and I was working before you left.
Yeah, so and then you worked until we took a little break, went to the store, but
I started working after the podcast.
Yeah.
So yesterday was a long day. Today
yesterday
will be a long day. I have models today. And then tomorrow we have Instapot party. And then I have, my auntie's party.
Oh, yeah, Sunday.
And.
Shoot.
Yep.
I have to work on Sunday.
I know.
I'm going to miss the party. And you know what sucks? Is I know there's going to be some great food there.
There is going to be great food.
It's probably going to be like enchiladas and some chilies.
No, it's only my mom. It's a very small little gathering.
Oh, what's there going to be then?
I don't know.
Oh.
Why don't you call my mom and find out?
Well, because I might not, I'm not going to be able to go.
I know.
And isn't it supposed to snow again?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not on Sunday.
I heard that we're supposed to have a pretty rough morning.
Monday
morning. So maybe it's overnight.
Yeah, Sunday night. I'm sure it's overnight.
I am not a weather meteorologist, but sometimes I can play one on a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, occasionally I can. I'm excited. I've gotten some really good feedback for the Shamrock Stampede. People are excited about that coming up March 21st. It's to help out vets and those that are suffering from PTSD. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You can register. You can go on Facebook. If you go to Swallow Nation, you can go to my page, Sean Swallow. Check it out. And I've got a discount for entry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, March 1st, though, it goes up like $5.
Get it.
So you want to get in now.
Right. Get in now.
I honestly have no idea what the registration is. I didn't look.
I don't either.
Yeah. But we have the discount code, Shamrock Run.
Ooh.
Shamrock Run, all caps. That'll be fun. Should we buy new shoes for this? I mean, it's 7K. That's like 7 kilometers.
No.
I think that's almost...
Unless we buy them tomorrow, no. Because like you have to break them in.
26 miles.
That's what
you
did on your bike ride that year.
It's like a full marathon, right? Like 26.1.
No.
Kilometers? Miles?
It's like 3 miles. Maybe 4.
Well, you know who knows. Is Google knows.
Google.
But well, there's a 3.3 and a 7K.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's the 7. Oh my gosh, now you made me
forget. Oh, it's 4.3 miles.
Yeah,
what?
See, it's not that long.
No, it's not that long at all.
Well, what do you want? What do you got to talk about?
Well, I brought a couple things with us. How much do you love your dog?
Me?
Yeah. How much do you think people love their dogs?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot.
A lot. Did you hear the story about the guy who, like, cashed out his 401k to get his dog a life-saving surgery?
No.
Yeah. He has, like, 40 grand or some crap like that. And he contributes his dog to saving his life, you know?
Right.
And so when the dog was sick and it needed a surgery, boom. No problem. He cashed out his entire 401k.
Well, but how much information do you have on this story? What was this life-saving thing the dog had to have done?
I think it was like cancer or something.
Okay. Well, like what is his success rate of living after having this surgery? I'm just saying, I had a diabetic dog and I loved him to death. And I forced that dog to live 3 years diabetic, and it was not fun.
Yeah.
And after the fact, I was purely selfish in my actions of doing it to the dog. So that's just what I'm saying. Like, when is it healthy and the right thing? Or when is it just us being completely selfish?
Well, the dog needed open heart surgery.
Okay.
Because it had a small heart defect. Okay. And so he cashed out his 401k, and it cost him $45,000 for the surgery to save the dog's life.
Okay.
And this is a man in Alameda, California.
Oh, well, that makes... Oh, there you go.
Well, you don't think a guy in Ohio would do this for his dog? Californians just love their dogs more?
No, they're just...
Oh, look how cute he is.
They're just more, you want to say, wasteful in the wrong way. Super cute dog.
What is that?
I love
like
dogs.
A Sheltie or something? Or
no, it looks like a little
terrier. Scottish guys. Yeah, those
yeah,
are Scottish.
Yeah, Scottish one.
I need to get a nice heart.
I'm just
heart.
Saying, I love dogs a lot. A ton of
Lola,
ton,
it's his little, you know.
But you have to ask yourself, is the dog going to be around when you're retired?
Listen, they came home from a walk in November and the dog fainted and he was distraught. And it turns out she had an enlarged heart because she had a damaged valve.
Okay.
So it's the words, the dog's going to live to have a long, happy life now.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's his certified therapy dog.
Well, now it is.
Well, no, she has saved his life countless times, the man says.
Okay. So I'm not trying to be mean or callous.
No, I'm with
saying,
you. That's a lot of money.
I feel like that's a lot of money. Do you know how many dogs you could have bought for that? Even how many dogs you could have rescued for that?
Totally.
I just think that there's a bigger picture here.
Okay.
And now he's trying to be like, oh, I'm the best person ever because I spent $50,000 on my dog. It's like, come on, you know?
I was not the original story I was going with. because I was thought that the first story I was going with was a little much, a little outrageous.
What is it?
Dave Ford, he paid $1,000 in ransom to get his dog Holly back. She was stolen from his parked car. Someone smashed the window, but they left a note saying that they would give the dog back for $1,000, and the dude did.
They knew that dude.
Yeah.
Someone,
you think that was an inside job?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, that Dave is crazy for his dog, dude, and we could get the money out of him. Let's go get his dog. Let's you think so?
Yep.
Well, he paid the $1,000. He got his dog back.
$1,000 is better than $45,000.
I felt like $1,000 is a lot.
Well, it is.
I'd call the cops. I wouldn't pay shit. You know, if it was busted out, if they took the dog outside of a store somewhere, there's footage. Mm-hmm. There's footage of it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Vengeful ex, Josie says. Yep, that's possible, too. It ended up with a grand.
Yeah.
So he got the dog back. The dog was safe and unharmed, and now he says he no longer leaves it alone in the car. That's why he deserved to have to pay for it, right?
I'm a hardcore dog lover, man. I did everything for our dogs.
Well, oh, yeah, you did. You went way over
absolutely
and above
for the dogs. Absolutely everything. I mean, everything. My whole life, I mean, Caleb went to work with me from day one.
Yeah, yeah, that's
he true. Was with me nonstop the entire time. So I get it. I'm a huge dog lover. But let's take some common sense, people. Let's just have some common sense in these matters.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you one more thing, and then that story is from out of San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Again, California.
So in the story, the guy says, this is kind of how San Francisco is now. You know, people will try and steal from you and extort you any chance they get, is what I'm assuming he's saying. So let that be known if you're taking a trip.
That's crazy.
Keep your stuff locked up if you're going
to San
Francisco.
What's going on in San Francisco?
People poop. They have a poop map.
They poop all over San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know about the poop map?
No.
Oh, man.
What's happening in San Francisco? Is that where, like, the big gay community is at, or is that San Diego?
I don't know.
I don't either.
An interactive San Francisco poop map.
What?
Yeah, man.
Where you just poop anywhere?
No, what it does is it maps the poop. So let's say you're in San Francisco and you're walking around and you encounter some human feces on the concrete or on the sidewalk. You open the app and you go pink and you put a ping. And now
a brown one.
You get a brown spot on the app that shows you.
Wow, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot. This block seems very busy.
Who is pooping in that area? Is that like a green belt?
It's got to be homeless.
Kind of looks like a green belt, huh?
Right in there. Yeah. It's got to be the homeless people, but it's interactive. And they've spent over $12 million just trying to clean up.
Why don't they put in some bathrooms?
Matters. I don't know because, well, it would probably cost less to have to, maintenance a porta potty all over town than it would be to pay. They're paying people. There's a 5-person poop patrol specifically aimed at feces-related complaints.
Gross.
Just in the city.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Of San Fran.
Human poop makes me throw up.
Human poop makes everyone throw up.
Well, not those 5 people.
Well, that better be a hefty paycheck, man. Get me out there.
Apparently, it's been $12.8 million so far.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, that can't be their salary. They had to buy trucks and little scoopers, special scoopers.
Listen, I don't know.
Oh, look at that, right outside the Starbucks.
Yeah, that's gross.
Right there on Fremont.
And Howard.
That's a lot of poop, man. So if you're going to San Francisco, make sure you download the interactive poop app.
Gross.
There are a lot of guys in San Francisco. Gays. Jason says gays.
Okay,
gays.
I couldn't remember was San Francisco or San Diego. I don't think that correlates with the poop map.
No.
But that is really gross.
I think the homeless is the issue.
We have encountered poop.
We need a poop map.
On the streets of Denver.
Ride the Platte River Trail on your bike sometime.
Gross.
From Chatfield to downtown Denver. There'll be poop right in the trail.
That's so gross.
And the dude's sleeping not too far away from it.
Ew.
That's the worst part, is they're sleeping right down in that disgusting, like, right on the river. And you know, they're just crapping in the river. They're not trying to contain themselves.
Not even pooping in a bag.
No, gosh, no. Why?
Just shit right on the sidewalk.
Or that's if you where just drop out in the river.
We saw it downtown right by a parking meter.
Right. It's like he held
like
on.
Like he held on to the parking meter.
Like a tree out in the woods.
And took a dump.
Yeah. That's amazing. Assume it was a him.
Well,
it could have been a female.
The person.
A person. Yeah.
The person who
I just don't
on the
think
ground.
That I could just take a big dump right there on the sidewalk in downtown. I mean, if it was like an emergency and it was like at
it's
the
like
buzzer.
I'm going to shit my pants
like
or,
it was
or
coming
shit
out.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah, like if I was
yeah.
either dropped
I get that.
Now,
but then you kind of like try to find a spot maybe that's not next to the parking meter.
What's the more decent thing to do? Crap your pants or crap the street? I guess he... I don't know. This is a sticky situation to be in, that's for sure. No, we couldn't be homeless. I could
I
not
couldn't
be,
homeless. No.
We would be the most tidy, well put together homeless.
We would be homeless and then end up starting a shelter somehow.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what would happen.
Because we could be like, this is not working.
Uh-huh.
I need a bathroom.
Yep. And you would need heat.
I need heat.
Like, not pretend heat. I can't. You're not going to hunker over a little Coleman stove.
No.
Nah,
I would
need
be,
central heat.
Yeah. I need heat and I need a toilet.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard, though. Like, even driving Lyft, it's hard to find a bathroom.
Oh, right.
Because you're, like, especially when you're in downtown. When you're not in downtown, it seems to be easier. You can go into a gas station, but a lot of places won't let you use the bathroom. I went to a gas station off of Colfax and 225. And they wouldn't let anyone use their bathroom.
Colfax and Tooting. Wait, that's out there in Aurora.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of homeless out there.
Uh-huh. They wouldn't let you use the bathroom. And I was just like, I just
oh,
gotta pee.
Please.
I don't look homeless. I have a car. That's what I said. I'll buy something.
I'll buy Snickers.
He said, nope.
Nope. No customers' restrooms at all.
Nope.
Did you say you pulled over at like a construction site and used their porta potty?
I did. In Denver. That was in Denver. Because there's no bathrooms down there. There's nowhere you can just go. You go into the gas station or the 7-Eleven on the corner and they tell you no.
Yeah, they tell you no. That's crazy.
Yep.
And then if you're a homeless guy and you're kind of drunk and you got to go really bad and you go into a place and they say, no, I'm not going to let you use the bathroom. You go outside and you dump on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you do as like protest.
Yeah.
What's up, B? Yes, we are live this
that's
morning.
That's crazy, right?
For
anyways.
A little while now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I don't know how we got to this point.
But now you know what we have downtown Denver is that little mobile bathroom unit.
Now, I have seen that.
That moves
I've,
around.
I heard about it. I haven't
like
actually seen it.
Two or three bathrooms in there?
Yeah, and it's kind of like the trailer that they bring to festivals and
yeah.
stuff, like the nicer stuff.
Yeah.
The nicer festivals.
Yep.
Which we need to go to.
Okay.
That's also
we need to go
list.
To those... Porta
no,
potties?
We need to, no, we do. We do need to go to those porta potties, but I was thinking about this morning. We're in a funk. You know what I mean? You're trapped in the house, and I feel like I'm working all the time, and I'm feeling discouraged a little bit. And so we need a night out.
Yeah.
And the fact is that my other job provided us with lots of other things to do. So we would be once, twice a month. Going out and doing something, whether it was to the theater, to a bar, to some sort. I can hear that.
So?
Okay. Some sort of an event, you know what I mean? Or we would get tickets and go to concerts, or we would at least go out and do karaoke because we would have Saturday night off. But now we're working 7 days a week, and so we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You haven't left this house other than to go to Walmart in like
a month.
And I don't think that's healthy.
And I got another month ahead of me.
I don't think it's healthy.
I know, but
so we gotta,
this is where I work.
I understand
unless
that.
I get a warehouse somewhere, I'm working at the house. Because I need a warehouse.
Yeah, but then you would just be living at the warehouse.
I know.
We need to do an outing of some sort. But
okay, what you got?
When?
I don't know.
That's the whole thing. It's like, look at the calendar. The next time that we might have an availability to do that, would be in like
tomorrow next, we're having a party
next Saturday because of this is a pretty busy month.
Well, and I got models coming.
And you got models coming every stinking day.
Yeah, I got a lot of models.
You so like the 14th maybe would be the
Comedy Works. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
I think we even have tickets to that. Yeah, we need to do a swallow outing.
Yeah, we do. And I might have some of those tickets.
Where do we go for a swallow outing?
I don't know.
Like, what would be a good central area?
I don't know where everyone's at.
Because we could just crash a bar.
Right, we could.
You know what I mean? And just show up and crash a bar. But what bar?
Well, what if we had a, I mean, if we had a bar down south here, but like I'm saying, it would have to be the 14th of March. And that's the day of the parade downtown Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going down there.
So we're not going down there. The 21st is the Stampede. So we could do next weekend, the 7th.
Yeah.
But we, but that's a whole other week that you don't get to leave the house.
I have models. I mean, that's the thing.
I know.
I have, it has to be later in March.
Yeah.
It can't be all earlier. Right. But we could do a weeknight.
Maybe the 28th.
Could do a weeknight.
Yeah. Well, we got to figure something out. See, I'm glad I brought this up because you're realizing that that's could be some of the issues, you know, that we're both feeling frustrated because we're just going nonstop. We haven't had any downtime, no fun. We need to at least go to
my
hot springs.
Frustration could just be the frustration you're feeling.
Yeah.
What are we doing today? Models.
Working.
I have a model coming at noon.
I got to be to work.
Got to go to work at noon.
Yep, in 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Till 5.
Tonight, though, my models had to cancel.
What day is it?
Friday.
Today is Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so we
that's
could
my
go
problem.
Out.
I'm not even, like, the days. The only reason I'm keeping track of the days is because I'm scheduling these
people
to come
to
my house.
Yeah. See, I want to get Cody in here so that we can do a freaking whiskey tasting, Irish whiskey. Now, Josie, I have a friend who has an axe, wise axe.
That's what we should do.
And we should all go there and
yeah,
do that.
That's what we should do. You should reach out to her.
I will. I already have it. She's like, come anytime. Come.
Well, what is better for everyone, a weekday or a weeknight?
Yeah, that's just it. It's scheduling time. We're all so darn busy. Life.
It would have to be a Friday.
It would
I
have
guess
to.
It could be a Saturday.
It could be a Saturday. I work Sunday mornings
mm-hmm.
now, but that's not a problem.
Mm-mm.
It's not like super early.
Mm-mm.
I don't have to work till 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning.
A weekday? I think a weekday might be okay, too. Because weekends, you do jam everything in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Thursday
yeah.
night?
Yeah. And people come to Inglewood and we go throw some axes.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm. Inglewood's relatively central. It's not as far out as Highlands Ranch. Or
right.
It's not as far out.
It's Denver.
It's south, but.
Yeah. How many axe throwing places are there?
I think there's a lot more
really?
Nowadays than you realize. Yeah. I know there's two on Broadway. Wise Axe is the one I recommend.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I know there is another one. I've seen another one
right.
on my drive because I'm driving Broadway because I love Broadway.
I
always
do too.
Love Broadway.
Me too.
I enjoy having that as my route to work home.
That was the best bus ride in the morning when I worked in Denver.
Yeah.
I just get on the zero,
mm-hmm.
cruise down.
It just goes.
Read a book.
Yeah.
That's when I used to read books. Man.
You used to read books?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Classy knows someone who has a traveling axe and knife throwing booth.
What?
Maybe they could just come to the house. No, we got to get away from the house.
Got to get away from the house. That's the problem is because now
yeah.
we're podcasting from the house.
Yep.
Everyone's just coming to the house.
Oh, I don't want to do an escape room. I don't
yeah.
need that kind of pressure.
That's too much stress.
Nah, that's not hanging out.
More relaxed.
Yeah.
More. I feel like life is an escape room.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to escape
yeah.
it every
day. What's the opposite of an escape room? Let's all go into a room and try and figure out a way to barricade it so people can't get in.
Yeah, right?
A hideout room. How about that? Let's do a hideout room.
That's funny.
I would do... Now, I think I might go to one of those smash rooms. Have you heard of those?
Smash them up?
Yeah, where you get to go with the sledgehammer and stuff, beat on cars
mm-hmm.
or break televisions or something. But I would much rather just go shoot guns.
Yeah, right?
I'd rather take a television up to the mountains or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that time the kids, they took up our... The paper mache heads.
Yeah, that was so great.
And
shot
they
them
shot
up.
Them up with shotguns. That's pretty cool.
You should have done that.
Yeah, I wonder if Robert still has his...
You should have blown up that head with a shotgun.
I should have. I should have blown up that blonde one.
It would fill up a lot better.
Maybe I'll make another one and blow it up.
Yeah. No. That takes too much time.
Yeah, I did love making a paper mache, though.
I know. You're really good at it. Oh, it's been... Did you post your belt and your gun holster?
I did. I posted a video. And oh, Rob still has the BJ the Swedish chef head.
Let's blow it up.
Let's blow it up. Let's take it to the mountains. No, Rob
oh,
put
yeah,
a lot of work in it.
He made it better.
He put
made
that
it.
Giant mustache
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, he made it way better.
He made it into the Swedish chef, so.
Yeah, that was better.
He should bring that to the Instapop party.
He should. Because he totally changed it, made it way better.
Yeah, you did, Megan. You put that chef's hat on it. So now it has to live on.
Has to live on.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it.
But that's a great stress reliever, going up there and shooting guns.
It is. You know,
it's a little bit more expensive because ammo is not free.
No.
But it's fun, and you can do it like all day. You can set up a table,
and if
barbecue.
You've never shot a gun, it's a good time to go.
That's
learn.
What we need to do. Everyone that has weapons, we should all get together. It's a 40-minute drive outside of Denver. We know this place. It's called the Boy Scout Shooting Range. It's free, open to the public. You just go there. First come, first serve kind of a thing. You can just set up your tables. We shot like 12 guns right off the tailgate of Matt's truck.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was so fun. And then we had a really, really, really educated veteran with us who knew everything that he taught us like we were his students.
Yeah, it was really
good. It was very cool.
It was very cool.
Yes, I have Skip's 44 right now, and I would love to shoot that weapon. That thing is like 13 or 14 inches long.
Oh, Allie, did you see his
hammer to
his
barrel.
Finished product on Facebook? Woo. Where'd you put it at on Facebook? Did you put it in Swallow Nation?
I put it on Instagram, so that meant it went to my Facebook page and my Twitter account.
Yeah, but you didn't put it in Swallow Nation?
I did not put it in Swallow Nation.
You should
I can
put it
right
in Swallow
now.
Nation.
I will put that in the Swallow Nation right this minute.
Yeah, I bet that gun has some power. I bet the recoil is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
For baby. Yes, yeah, she saw it. It's amazing. It is amazing. If you haven't seen Sean's leather work, he just finished a handmade belt and gun holster for a giant ass, what is that, a 44?
A 44 dirty, Ruger, 44 mag.
Looks like Dirty Harry's gun.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. Check it out on Swallow Nation. If you haven't joined the nation, please feel free to join the nation.
Swallow Nation on Facebook. Just go right there. Send us a click the join button, and then we'll approve you after a little bit of
betting. Oh, I bet it hurt your hand. I wouldn't even try to shoot it because I bet it would hurt my shoulder. I just think it's too powerful. But I'll tell you what. I had a real fear of guns until we went shooting.
Yeah.
Because I had never shot a gun before, and so... it's just, you know what, they just command a lot of respect.
Yes, they do.
They just command a lot of respect, and that's it. The energy in them is amazing when you pick it up. You can just feel the energy coming off of it, which is pretty interesting. But I would tell everyone, if you haven't shot a gun or are even a little afraid to shoot one, go do it.
Yeah.
Take away that fear. Go do it. Take the power back and be educated so you know how to shoot one in case you need to ever. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Sorry, I got distracted by the treasure truck.
Oh.
Sorry, they had Mandalorian pins.
Great.
Well, I was just posting.
That's super exciting.
All right, I just put that on the group. Go to Swallow Nation. You can see the holster that I made.
Okay.
Custom made. I did all the tooling and everything.
Yeah, you did.
And let's take that baby out and shoot it.
Yeah.
It's good if you're going to go out and fire weapons that you have someone very educated.
Absolutely.
With you. You don't just go willy-nilly like, oh, how do I shoot this thing? You know what I mean? You need to have...
Like when we went with Matt, he could tell you absolutely everything about every gun. He could take it apart. He could put it back together. Everything.
Well, one or two of them he built
himself. Yeah, piece by piece.
All the pieces independently online, which is pretty freaking cool.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But it's Friday. What are we going to do tonight then? Nothing?
That's what I was saying. We need a night out. We got to figure it out. So think about it while I'm at work. Maybe you'll try to get your work wrapped up by 5.
I'm not thinking about it while you're at work.
I said I'll be thinking about
it
while I'm at work.
I got stuff I'm already pretty occupied thinking about right now.
You have things you need to finish and stuff you need to start. And stuff you've got half started.
You want to hear my thoughts right now?
Tell me.
Oh my God, I'm making that new dress. I wonder if I'll be able to get that dress hem today. I got to finish that. Just got to put a couple buttons on those coats and get that done. Then the model's coming. I wonder what size she's going to be today. Wonder what I'm going to put her in for the show. Is she showing for me all 3 nights or just 1 night? Should I continue?
You don't know what night she's going to show?
Nah, I don't know.
Until they get here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming most of them are showing all 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
But, some of the junior models aren't. They're only showing 2 nights or 1 night. So.
Huh.
back and forth a little bit.
You don't get to decide that. Buttons on my coat.
Yep, they're almost done.
Oh man, they look nice, Jason. I can't say what you did yesterday.
No, I did a lot of stuff.
You were very productive. But you made a new dress, and that is a wicked dress.
Yeah, I'm almost done with it. Yeah,
you finished some things.
You should be excited. You're gonna love them. I don't have your shorts done yet, but that's on the list to get done before the end of March.
Well, you got to remeasure him because I feel like he's gotten taller.
He has gotten taller.
Yeah, he's a little taller now.
His legs have gotten longer.
Oh, they grow.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's becoming a superhero with the radiation.
Right.
And so soon he's going to have some sort of super gay powers. And so and I think it's starting with longer legs.
That's right. I can't wait to find out what Jason's super gay powers are going to be. I feel like we should already have an inkling, an idea. He's super fabulous.
We should start like a, what's that called? A board where we can all guess.
Right.
We have laser vision.
Right.
Super strength.
Right. He's going
to be able to run fast, jump high.
He's going to be able to shoot fireballs.
Right. We'll do a grid and we'll do like a football pool. And he's going to put them all to good use.
That's right. I know he will. So you know what he wants? X-ray vision.
Oh, man, I'd like to have X-ray vision.
That way you can see everyone naked. Mm-hmm. I can see through your clothes. Meow. Yeah, so
I ordered those glasses when I was a kid. Did you?
No.
You never did?
No.
I remember when I was a kid, the back of the freaking comic book in there, you could order them for like $1.50 or whatever
it was.
We
didn't get comic books.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. You were all girls. Yeah. No comic books in your house. And I ordered those X-ray vision glasses, and they didn't do shit. They would be a blessing and a curse, Josie. But you know what? I would take the bad with the good.
I would too.
It'd be worth it.
You couldn't look away. It'd be like a car accident.
Yeah, it would be worth it.
What are you looking at? Well, I'm just trying to figure out how that all works.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
I always wonder where he hid that.
Yeah. Exactly. I wondered how they tucked that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. But so yes. I'm and then I have tomorrow. So it's like, oh right, tomorrow.
You're still thinking about your stuff.
People are coming tomorrow, so I gotta pack up all my shit.
Oh yeah, you can't get Instapot chili all over your stuff.
Nope.
You got to move your sewing machine?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Just put a cover over it. Mm-hmm. Don't touch it. You know what? Don't even look at that. Like Spinal Tap, like Nigel.
But Jason and Mike are going to be wearing their coats.
No, they're not. Yeah, they ain't eating in them coats.
They can do whatever they want in their coats.
Bullshit. Not in this house. This is my house.
It's their coats. They can do whatever they want.
Fine. I'm wearing one of my coats then.
We're going to do a little mini photo shoot.
Me too. I'm wearing a coat.
Oh, fine. Everyone can wear a coat. No. I got like 10 of them upstairs.
I'm wearing one. All the guys could wear coats.
Yeah. I got Star Wars.
Yeah, we could wear Star Wars coats.
I got Bronco coats, Star coats, Valentine's Day coats. I got St. Patrick's Day coats.
No one can wear the. Nope, St. Patrick's are off the limit.
Why?
Because those coats, I need those for this month, and I can't have like a freaking ham sauce on there.
Little cheese blob?
Yeah, I can't have a cheese blob.
I wonder what kind of food we're going to have.
I know. I wonder what kind of food we're going to make.
I know.
Classy little cupcakes. She's bringing a raspberry tart.
We should
But that doesn't tell us what kind of food she's bringing.
We should do the
the
spinach artichoke dip.
Okay.
That way we have an appetizer.
An appetizer.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be good.
I like that name of that person that was just in here. It was two for me, two for you.
Oh. Twofers.
Yeah, at first I thought it was
twofer.
Like someone from 23 and me. But they,
hey, you know, I was thinking we should 24. Get the poly.
Two for me, two for you. I like that. Hello, two for me, two for you.
We should get the poly group back on here. That made me think of that.
The polyamorous?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Reach out to them.
An extension cord. No, we've got them, Classy. We just were not prepared.
No, we were prepared. I just hadn't gotten out the extension cord. She came early.
Whatever.
Yeah, reach out to them. There's some other people that I want to reach out to as well. Who was it? It was the swinger couple.
That we had on?
No, a different one.
We need a new swinger couple?
Oh, I want Swinging in the Rockies, the ones that keep popping up in our room.
Oh,
I'd like to know what they're all about.
Yeah.
And I posted that video of the UFO that NASA released that was flanking the International Space Station. And two women have, and I can't remember their names, their friends, followers, commented that they have both seen UFOs. And one, I want to say, was like really up close.
Really?
And so I would really be interested in their story.
Huh.
Yeah. What's up, cheering up? How are you? We like that. We like to be cheered up. And we like cheering up as well.
Robert is coming back to play game with us. He and Chris, they're going to bring a game.
It was Erica and Shelley both say that they have seen UFOs, and Shelley says one up close. So this is, I got to hear these stories. So I reached out to them on the Swallow Nation.
Oh, yeah.
And asked them if they would come and tell us their stories, because I want to see a UFO so bad. That's probably why I'll never see one.
And you want to see Bigfoot so bad.
I do want to see Bigfoot. I want to see Bigfoot up close so close that I poop myself.
I don't know. I feel like
I want to smell him. I hear it's a god awful, terrible smell.
Bigfoot?
Yes. We were just invited by the Bigfoot Outpost in Bailey to go on a weekend excursion.
Oh, why aren't we doing that?
I'm going to try and set it up for us.
Yeah, we should be doing that.
Because they're doing squatch hunts in Bailey, which is a big time Bigfoot hotspot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're making millions off of this.
We should go up there and do it.
Let's do it. It's the Bigfoot Outpost.
And that's where we should camp at.
Yeah, we should start camping in Bailey.
In the, what is that trail that's up there? Oh gosh. It's not the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Is it Chief Oza or something? No. The Ho Chi Minh. I'm pretty sure it's not the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
That's the only thing that popped into my head.
The Colorado Trail? Yeah.
No. It's up there in Bailey. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's going to come to me. Anyways, I hear that that's a good place to camp at up there.
The Ho Chi Minh Trail.
And I only can think of that because it's in Dirty Dancing. And you don't care who I have sex with, baby, as long as he's on the right side of the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Wow.
These are thoughts in my head. I'm just sharing them with you people.
You are all over the place, man. All over the place. All right, so it's the Sasquatch Outpost in Bailey, and we're invited to the Bigfoot Adventure Weekend in Colorado. So it's $150 a person, only 40 participants, but it's an overnight experience up in the woods outside of Bailey, primitive camping, guided hike, night bonfire, education about Bigfoot, and the opportunity to do some Bigfoot research and squatch hunting. Because I'm good, I have the yell down. That's my Bigfoot call. I do that when we go camping and stuff. And then I also will knock up on wood.
Right.
We'll do tree knocks.
Right.
What up, Big Rick?
You hang bags of apples.
We do take apples and put those could be taken by the bears. We're not real sure. We're really inside of our limitations there, but it could be dangerous. The Cheerios, they love the Honey Nut Cheerios, and so does Shayna. So I will put little piles around the house to bait Shayna, and then I'll jump on her. I got Shayna. We'll do that little game.
We do that in the mountains, too.
We do also do that in the mountains. So this is the Sasquatch Outpost in Bailey, Colorado. Check it out. They have a lot of really cool stuff going on. This is going to be August 7th through the 9th. So we've got some time, but they're only taking 40 people, so we need to get registered if we're going to do it.
Man,
I'll reach out to them and see if they want to let the podcast come.
Yeah.
And we can freaking do a
podcast.
We can do a live podcast while we're doing some Sasquatch hunting.
That would be great.
Some of the guys from the Bigfoot show.
It's a pass. Kenosha Pass?
Kenosha Pass, maybe. That's
a thing.
Is
that in there?
That's up there. Where's Kenosha Pass?
I think that's up there.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I knew it would come to me.
Anyways, so
let's try it.
We could do that. We could also...
We could just go up there and do that exact same thing and charge $75.
You're reading my mind, Mama. So we need to do some recon. We could even rent out one of the beds in the pop-out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a, yes. Like a Sasquatch, you know, adventure. Sleep in the camper with the swallows. We might make you stand outside for a brief amount of time.
Or you might choose
You
to.
Might choose to. Yeah. Bring your what's it called?
Sleep mask.
A sleep mask and your earplugs.
Earbuds that play music.
Loud music. So loud your phone tells you not to listen to it. No, don't bring dildos.
Well, you
said, did that say dildo? I saw Josie said dildo.
You could bring it if you
dibs,
want.
Dibs.
You can bring one if you want. We have no problem looking.
Yeah. We'll watch you do your sport activities with your sports dildo.
We'll take a smoke break.
If you have not been to the Swallow Nation and seen the sports accessory dildo that was posted by Allie, you are missing out in your life. Missing out in your life. Go see
lots
it.
Of alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Lots of alcohol.
Lots of alcohol and maybe some mushrooms.
Yeah. We'll just go to talk. We'll definitely be talking up there.
I love it.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Cheering up?
Yeah, it does. It costs more. Yeah. It costs extra. I would just.
Excellent. Also, there was something else I was going to bring up. We were in here talking about board games with Robert Myers, and that went well. I thought we learned a lot about board games. There's several games I wrote down that I might actually try.
Right.
First, before I go buying any, because you know me, I can't commit to nothing. but we mentioned freaking the Ouija board. You know what I mean? We mentioned the Ouija board and just didn't flip it about, you know, I'd never even experienced one. Someone else said they'd fooled with one and it was nothing because it is a Hasbro board game stuff. Blah, blah, blah. It was just a mention of the game. And like the next day, a dude showed up and he's like, hey, I found some stuff for you. And we're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean he found some stuff for us? And he's like, I found you a really cool skull. And I found you this Ouija board.
What's a witch board?
I don't know what a witch board is.
Is that the same thing as a Ouija board?
It might be, Elfie.
Who is that, Elfie? Yeah. What is that?
Interesting. Well, so then I posted on Facebook how it's interesting you talk about something and then the next day it shows up. And a lot of people were like, oh my God, get away from it. Burn it. Stop it. It's horrible. You know what I mean? That's scary and stuff like that. I don't feel that from it at all. I never have felt that way about Ouija boards and all that junk. It's just a game, a toy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We literally had a guy who was a former Satanist.
Yeah.
And he says it's just a toy. It's nothing to be afraid of.
Don't be afraid of it.
They don't do anything. I saw him as a perfect opportunity.
Interesting.
I saw it as a perfect opportunity to make art pieces.
Yeah, I agree.
So I already have some great ideas.
I do think they're way more artistic,
to use them for art.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, it's just a board game. I remember, listen, when I was a kid.
I feel like if you're going to try to summon something bad, you don't really need anything to do that. You just do it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You just put the energy into it and you try to do it. Then you do it.
I believe it was you that said, what, does Hasbro have some dark, evil room that passes through the depths of hell? And they had a little conveyor belt with the Ouija's boards. They dip in and come out. And then they go out to the public. They're a freaking board game.
Yeah.
That's all they are. They're made for satire, for fun.
Yeah.
And unless...
It is interesting to see people's reactions to them, though.
It's all what you put into it at the same time. Now, you could take a Monopoly board and make it a board to, you know, speak to the
like
spirits.
That, Elfie. Turn What's it that? Into a glass tabletop coffee table.
Oh, not a bad idea. You know, glaze it and
inset it. You know, put the glass on the top of it.
Well, you know how they're doing all the resin.
End tables.
All that resin work now. You can you know, what if we deconstructed it and spread it out like it had exploded?
Oh, that would be
You
fun.
Know what I mean? Into chunks and then like, but it was still there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a cool table.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. I have different ideas on how I want to display them with conjunction with bones and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, we sell oddities as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Maybe we should throw that out there.
All right. Because of the fact that we do oddities.
We make and sell oddity things, which are like things of the macabre nature.
Macabre nature. And we go to
that word.
Macabre and oddities fairs and festivals, and we sell these things that we make, like bone art and different things like that. And so
leather masks.
We make a lot of leather,
wear.
Bondage wear. Halloween costumes, yeah, all of that stuff that's in that vein.
Yeah.
We also do a very direct macabre kind of oddity vein of art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lots of bones. Lots of bones.
Well, that's a given.
Yep. And so we are going to take those boards and turn them into art, but it's interesting how much reaction people get just from the idea of one.
Mm-hmm.
It invokes the feeling in people.
Right.
Which I found interesting. I was not expecting that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it is. That's what I was just saying. It is interesting what emotion it does invoke in people. You know, some are intrigued. Some are instantly scared and fearful. Some are whatever. They don't really care. It's just interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be great. All these things that come in. What you left out of that story is also the awesome skull you got
well,
with
it. That was the main thing that the guy found was a intact bull skull with horns.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. And we'll do something with that as well. We'll make something out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do that.
That's fine. I think that's
But yeah, it's super great. But today's Friday.
Yesterday,
we'll probably have some drinks tonight.
Yesterday we had jalapeno poppers.
Oh, yeah.
And I burnt the shit out of the roof of my mouth.
Oh,
don't you hate
always
that?
Do that.
I can't help but try hot
don't,
things.
I don't always do that because I don't like my mouth to be burnt.
No, I know that. Well, no one likes their mouth to be burnt, Shane.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, mine is burnt.
Yeah.
I burned mine.
You burnt yours.
And it bummed me out.
Yeah.
So now I have to put... Can't put ointment on the roof of your mouth for
no.
burn. Blow on it, the roof of my mouth?
No, the food, nerd. Oh. You're
okay.
funny.
Oh, I just thought, where else do we want to go and do a... I want to go to Alamosa, to the UFO tower, and do a camping trip out there, too. We'll go Bigfoot hunting, and we'll go UFO hunting.
Yeah.
As a podcast, as a nation.
I feel like you should be playing...
X-Files?
Yes.
I have it, but...
That's funny.
Not going to do it. I'm not playing it.
Why?
Because I'll have to find it. You know how well that worked last time.
Yep. Oh, I know, the haunted place. Well, the haunted abbey. I want to go to the haunted abbey.
Yeah, our friends are going to go check that out.
Yeah.
We should go with them.
Yeah.
Or let's just go.
Just go.
Let's take a group.
It costs money to go.
We could ghost hunt. Here, ghosty ghosties. Ghosty ghosties.
We don't have all their fancy dance.
No, you gotta have... No, they don't need it.
Equipment.
I have a flashlight.
Right.
You know what I mean? My flashlight seemed to be the number one thing that worked when we were there that night.
Right.
There's a third bridge here in Colorado. What's the heck that? What's that mean? Is that on Riverdale Road?
Right.
The third bridge.
Because we got to go there. See? Okay.
We want it. Well,
we have it on the list.
It's on the list. There's so many things. Edgar wants us to come out to his house. A haunted third bridge. Where?
Yeah.
Where is that at?
I don't know.
He won't tell us.
Parker.
In Parker. Ooh.
Parker.
That's close enough to go get scared. That sure is. Let's do that.
Yeah. Parker's close enough to go get scared. Everywhere is. See, the problem is it has to be done like on a Friday night for everybody.
Right. Well, yeah. I can't go out on weeknights too late.
Right. No.
Because I get up at 3:00 in the freaking morning.
Right.
So.
I get up at 3:00 in the morning.
We both get up at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. I told them at work that you do that.
Yeah.
Because, Kirk was starving, and he's like, oh, and they were like, here's some crackers, and they were like, aren't those your crackers? And I was like, yeah, but eat the crackers, I don't need the crackers. And he's like, no, I don't want to eat your lunch. And I was like, listen, I got so many crackers. I don't actually, because we've whittled our way down, but I wanted to be cool. And I was like, I got a guy. You know what I mean?
I got a cracker guy.
And so I said, every morning my wife makes my lunch and she puts the crackers in there, and I don't eat the crackers. I got like two packets or so in the car and probably another one in my coat. I said, so tear it up, cheese and crackers, it's all you. And then he was like, your wife makes your lunch? That was the first thing he said. And I was like, well, yeah, she gets up every morning with me and she makes my coffee. So when I get out of the shower, my coffee's ready and she's got my breakfast made, and I just get dressed and then I can eat my breakfast and come to work. And I'll, and they were like, oh man, my wife gets pissed if I even wake her up when I go to work. I say, well, my wife is really nice. I tell her she's crazy, but I'm not gonna tell her to stop. And they were just like, wow, she sounds nice.
I don't know.
And just a reminder,
weird.
You are a weird one. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. There's not a lot of people that have someone that will get up and do what you do for me in the morning.
Yeah.
And so, thank you. Hey, they're swinging in the Rockies. They're in here.
Yeah, we need to talk to them.
Yeah, we want to get you on the podcast. We want to know what you're all about. We want to know what your swing set looks like.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
How many can fit on it?
Exactly. Do all swingers have a swing chair in
their house?
Do you
put a mat underneath it?
Yeah.
Do you got a sex room? Do you have parties?
When you don't have friends over, do you pretend you don't know each other?
Who, you and your husband?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Now that one was pretty funny. Got to admit. I'm going to start using that one. Yeah, my wife and I are swingers, but we can't make any friends. So when we're at home alone, we just pretend we don't know each other. Seems to work out.
Keeps it interesting. Yeah.
She seems to get luckier than me sometimes, though.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Her average is better than mine.
We do. We have questions. Uh-huh. People want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Let's just have a party of all the people that follow us that are swingers.
Okay.
Well, like I said, be a swinger party. Just a way for them to make friends.
Right, you know what I mean? And mingle. Like, and they mingle. Might already know each right. other.
We had several gay couples over.
Yeah.
With a gay party, kind of.
We should do that again.
Yeah.
We don't know many lesbians.
We know two couples.
But...
Not intimately, no.
No.
No, no, we don't.
Not like we do the gay men.
No.
You know?
Maybe gay men like us more than the lesbians.
Maybe.
That felt rude the way
oh,
I said
there
that.
There you go. Robert just threw in the link.
To what?
Jason's down for a gay party for the third bridge.
Well, then here, let me have that so I can get it.
Yeah, get it.
Let's see if I can copy it. Copy. Oh, open it. Opened it, went to it. Here it is.
Here
the bridge
go.
In Aurora, Colorado. The haunted bridge has had lots of stories whirling behind it among its popular. No, I don't want to sign in. No. Oh, good job. Found it. Oh, look at those pictures. It looks scary. Over the course of a few personal investigations of my own, someone is clairvoyant. Someone who is clairvoyant. I was 18. Forming my third bridge. I would investigate. Okay. Well, I guess you got to go to the bridge and do something.
Huh.
Okay. These are some photographs that are of a scary, dark bridge and people running around.
Oh, my God.
They look frightened. Look at him. He looks scared. Oh, they ended up. Don't take all your cigarettes because it makes you so scared you'll smoke a whole half a pack.
Huh. Interesting.
Around an hour.
Well, we should check it out.
All right, we're going to go.
I wrote it down.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Put it on the list.
Yeah. Casey said they're up for a party, but it's got to be at our house.
Here at our house? It's always at our house.
You keep getting kicked out. I know. I'm sorry. apparently, you just have to type one word at a time. That seems to be...
You can't go over so many.
Yeah, there's a character count, like a character...
But they're working on it.
They are working on it.
We've been telling them
I actually got an email back from my executive that I emailed to, And he said that they are actively working on that and they're aware of it, but they appreciate all the feedback.
Yeah.
So I now have an executive's email address and I'm just going to keep hitting him.
Yeah.
Because he can get to IT. So, Swinger, I appreciate you keep coming back into the room. But we should do that. I mean, we should find out who these folks are. And we know already the one couple, plus we already know a couple.
We should their email. Email us.
Email
us,
yes.
If you're a swinger and you listen to our podcast, email us. We'll have a swinger party.
Yep.
Why not? We'll podcast.
Exactly. Why not? Why not? I'd be honest with you. I think a swinger party would be way more fun than a polyamorous party. Do you know what? Because then everyone's just going to sit around and talk about their relationship. Don't you kind of feel that way?
I mean, I guess
so. We've only been experienced, you know, one polyamorous son of a bitch, Classy, I'm sorry, kind of family.
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm drawing my experience from. I mean, they're probably fun and they drink and have a good time. But I don't think it's going to be anything like a party with the Rocky Mountains Swingers and the Smiths.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just right.
Just that, get that couple in the room with a couple other people we know, and that's going to be a party. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And then you just sit back watch.
And put a little piece of tape over the red light on the camera.
Oh, Mike wants to start swinging. Well, give it a try. You might like it.
Right, yeah. It's really good for your pectoral muscles. When you kick your legs, good ab workout.
Right.
When you pump your legs. When was the last time you were on a swing as an adult?
I don't know.
I don't either. I can't even think of the last time I got on a swing as an adult.
Oh, I like to swing.
I remember. We went to that hotel like 6 months ago, and they had a swing in the closet. Remember? And I got in that thing, and my abs hurt the whole for like 3 days just trying to get in and out of that freaking sex swing.
Hold yourself in it. Yeah, that's true.
It was
rough.
Woo!
That is so funny.
We're trying to figure it out. Not related. Anyways, people want to do what we are doing. Shane and I have just come to accept that fact.
Yeah.
That we do stuff really well.
Yeah.
And we look damn good doing it.
We do.
And people just want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
They want to glom on. They want to benefit from what we're doing. And you just can't blame people for that. When they recognize something great, it just happens.
It just happens. Just politely make them go away.
It does make them a swing set. If we were to get all of them people together, it'd be a swing set. Let's do it. But it's got to be in like warmer.
Yeah, warmer weather. Yeah.
And this time we won't wear togas. So I'll stay covered up.
Okay.
Well, I can make no guarantees.
I was going to say.
We're all going to be in house robes.
Yeah.
Or your dresses that you make.
Yeah.
Da, da, both. Da, da, and a
both of them.
Shoes.
Both of them.
Well, if you're out there listening right now and you would like to be a part of this show and talk with us and tell us what's going on in your life, email us.
Yeah.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we're going to start having some themed parties right here.
We already have.
And we already have, exactly. We're having one tomorrow, right, as a matter of fact. And we'll continue to do that. We're going to start the summer. Spring is coming, so the outings are going to fire up very soon. I cannot apologize enough for the fact that we keep dropping everyone, which, you know, means we're going to come up with something.
We're going to come up with something.
That will
Podbean is going to come up with something.
Rectify that. I don't appreciate everyone coming back.
Yeah.
And having patience
again
with Podbean. Being a part of the Swallow Nation.
That's right.
Is that loud?
No.
Oh, okay, good. You're freaking me out. Ba-da-ba-bop. So, thank you. I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think we're good for today. This has been a great show.
It's been really good. It's been real, real, real good.
Make sure and give us a follow.
Oh, you know what else I just want to throw out there real quick?
Throw them out, baby. Let me see them.
I need Netflix recommendations.
Netflix recommendations.
Yeah, I've been playing Netflix in the workroom just for like background noise, you know, and I don't know what to watch. There's so many things on there, and so many of them seem very dark, and I don't really do the dark shows.
Right.
So it's like I need some good, happy, fun, uplifting shows to watch on there.
And all I watch is cartoons.
Game Changer.
Everyone
See,
is saying
the second
Game Changer.
One. Okay, I'm going to have to watch Game Changer because it's like the second or third time.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down.
All right, Swingers, make sure and email us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. And email me your Netflix ideas, please.
Yeah, your IDs and passwords. Is that what you said?
No, your ideas.
Oh, ideas, ideas. Now, see, Classy watched Lucifer, but that's dark.
I think that'd be too dark for me.
She doesn't like dark.
I can't watch it.
Is it a devil show? Is it a show about Lucifer, or is it an uplifting? Is he a good guy?
Is it more whimsical, or
does he carry an iPhone?
Fantasy. It's a comedy? What?
If he's using an iPhone, he's a good guy.
Lots of sex. All right.
What? All right, we'll watch it.
All right.
It
I'm
is the
check
devil,
it
but it's funny, and he's sexy.
He's naughty. Ooh,
he's naughty.
He's naughty. Meow.
Did you know in movies that Apple has agreement with Hollywood and all movie makers that no bad guy is ever allowed to carry an iPhone?
Really?
They won't allow it.
That's funny.
Yeah, so if you see him carrying an iPhone in a movie and you're trying to figure out if he's a good guy or a bad guy, he's a good guy. Because bad guys don't use iPhones in movies.
Huh.
Not allowed.
He helps solve crimes.
Oh, it's a crime show.
I don't know. I'm going to check it out.
You don't like crime
shows.
He's
naughty, and there's
lots
of sex.
But you do like naughty.
So.
So watch it for that. I don't like crime shows, but if it's naughty and there's lots of sex, I'm in. Shit, I just talked myself into it.
We're going to check it out now.
Because I don't mind crime shows. You know, I used to watch Batman,
mm-hmm.
the TV show, and
mm-hmm.
they were solving crimes. And A-Team, they weren't really solving crimes, but it was still kind of like that.
Right.
Adventure show.
They were helping.
Mm-hmm. What other crime-fighting duo did I ever watch? I watched Superman.
I don't know.
The old one.
Yeah. Okay.
That was him flying. And he'd take those glasses off, and he's Superman.
Yeah.
Put glasses on.
Clark Kent. Can't even recognize him.
He could have worn his Superman outfit and just put the glasses on, and people would never have known that he was Superman.
Same as Wonder Woman.
Just like, what was her name?
Wonder Woman?
No. What's her name? Laura, Cindy. What was her, not Wonder Woman?
Carter.
No, not her real life name. What was Wonder
Woman?
Diana.
Prince.
Prince. Jeez,
Louise. Yeah, I couldn't even get what you were trying to say.
She says you will not be disappointed.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, that's several recommendations for Lucifer.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
You'll be watching it today while I'm
Probably,
at work.
Probably, yeah.
Let me know how the sex is.
Okay. I will. I'll let you know if I enjoyed it.
I'll be in a little dark room all by myself.
Yeah, that's funny. I'll send you pictures.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. All right, my loves.
All right.
Thank you, everyone who's in the room. Robbie Rob, Classy, Big Rick, NCB, Jason, Swinging, Allie, Megs, B, Josie, Lady Bird, Jess, all of you.
All of you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Email us anytime.
Follow the Swallows.
Absolutely.
Swallow Nation. And also email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And if you're in this room right now and you're a swinger, but you're not telling anyone, email us.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to have a party, and that would be a great place for you to come out of the trunk.
That's right.
Because gays come out of a closet, so I think swingers come out of a trunk.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a magician.
Whoa!
Ta-da!
Bring! Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the Swallows.